I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Today on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're talking to yet another artist, this time Sydney Moore.
I've always been a doodler, is what I would call it. My now husband, then boyfriend, we met when I was about 19. He was doing an apprenticeship as a tattoo artist, so that's kind of where it started. I started doing some sketching, and I was interested in learning how to tattoo myself. Then I got pregnant, and when I had my son, I was home all the time, and my husband just bought me some canvases home one day and was like, draw on these instead. And I had a lot of free time on my hands being a stay-at-home mom, so it just kind of flourished from there.
Sydney's artwork features strong lines with acrylic paint. It's heavily influenced by African-American culture. And features bright colors.
I love bright colors. I don't do realism, so there's not a whole lot of shading or black and gray in any of my pieces. Lots and lots of bright colors is probably the best marker for my artwork. I do a lot of portraits, and I would say 90% of my pieces are very inspired by black culture, whether that's music, movies, TV, literature. I really like to draw my inspiration from my community.
For Sydney, her journey to become an artist began at school, but not because she was studying art in school.
I went to college and high school in Chicago, and it was the first time that I was ever really around, that I lived in a big city where I could see people doing all this creative stuff around me. And there's such a huge art community in Chicago. Columbia, which is the performing arts college downtown Chicago, there were a lot of Columbia students in my dorm, and I was trying to buy artwork to decorate my dorm room with. And I was like, I'm just going to make my own. All these posters and cool things that I see down here are expensive and I'm broke. So I'm just going to get some of these cardboard boxes I used to move and cut them up and paint on them. So I did that, and I made friends with some of the kids at Columbia, and they were like, why are you not at Columbia? Why are you at Roosevelt? I was an English major. I was looking to go into teaching. And when I met my now husband, he was like, look, you need to do something with your art stuff. And I was like, yeah, I think I should. And so I've had no formal art education at all. Everything I've learned is from my husband and YouTube and Barnes & Noble.
Sydney primarily uses social media as a way to sell and promote her artwork nowadays. But it's from these humble beginnings that she's created her own personal mission statement, describing how she wants to create her own artwork, but also support the work of other artists in our local art community.
But I do feel very strongly about the fact that the art world should not be such a highbrow world. I feel like there's this stigma around the art community, and it's very snooty, I guess, for lack of a better word. And again, I remember being, a broke college student or getting my first apartment and everything and wanting to have cool artwork everywhere, and I couldn't afford it. It's just so expensive. So I feel like for me personally, I make sure my artwork is very affordable. I always have affordable pieces available, because anybody who wants to purchase my art and support that goal and dream of mine, I feel like should be able to. And there are so many young, talented, emerging artists that are just trying to, make a buck, and people don't know about them. And they're amazing. So I feel like people should look at, emerging artists and newcomers onto the scene as, an investment. You could pay, $100 for somebody's painting now that could be doing great things in 10 years. You never know. And I feel like quote unquote regular people think that they can't afford good art, and that's just not true.
Another aspect that has shaped Sydney's artwork has been moving back to Toledo, Ohio. As she mentioned earlier, her and her husband lived in Chicago for quite some time and weren't initially excited to move back to the Midwest.
It's kind of weird because we didn't want to leave a major city, because we were both very convinced, we're not going to be able to prosper in a smaller area like we would in Chicago. And what we have found has been the total opposite. We've both done quite a few events since we've lived in Toledo. We've only been here 3 years, and I've done more art shows here than I did before we moved here. So it's been really, really great. We've been really surprised and probably motivated even more because it was very shocking and it was overwhelming almost. It's just been really, really nice. We were not expecting it at all.
And this newfound community plays into Cindy's plans for the future and how she wants to continue to create artwork locally here in Toledo.
Now that COVID's getting better, but now that we're getting a better handle on how life is going to be, I think it would be really good to get back out and do some more events before we get the winter weather. There's a huge art scene in Toledo that I feel like people don't know about. Like, people know about the museum, but they don't know that there's a lot of artists out here and there's a lot of people doing a lot of different stuff. So I think it would be really cool to do some work with some of the other local creatives in the area.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.